Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg, where it's always worth the drive to Route 45.
611, Sean Carey here, Tom Morgan back tomorrow, driving home from the beach.
I did get an update last evening.
Do tell.
Eating some seafood, having some beverages.
Good.
Loving life.
Attaboy. He deserves it.
He does.
Yeah.
Sunset, sunrise pics.
Because I don't want people to think every time I'm in filling in for him on the morning show, he's getting work done on himself.
Getting a surgery. Well, that was kind of, that was the trend.
It was turning into a pattern we didn't want. But,
yes.
But again, he made a promise to himself, hey, I got to get right, and he's on his way.
Again, I have to give our Tom credit.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution, he was like, this is what I'm doing. I need to get myself to the doctor. I've been procrastinating and putting it off too long.
It's like a guy thing. It's like a pride thing. It's like, I'm not going to ask for directions. I can get there. You know, I'm going
to
be fine.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't need to go to the doctor.
I'm immortal. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, none of us
are. So getting some parts fixed and finally a real vacation for him.
Yes.
So good stuff.
We'll get some. So he'll sound hopefully stress-free 24 hours from now. Mm-hmm. Turns on the mic for the first time. It's great to be with you again early this morning. 88 this afternoon from AccuWeather. Watch out for a stray thunderstorm, another warm and humid day. But as we get closer to the end of the week, it's going to feel a lot cooler. You may even need the jacket
that I wear in the studio every morning.
Am I freezing you out?
No, it's not you. This is just the building.
Are you frigid?
This is an everyday thing.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's not Rob Center. It's not Tom. It's not Matt the News Guy.
But it's fine because we have this thing we call Air Wars. The time of year with the controlling of the air conditioning.
And it goes on between Mark Lawrence and Rob Center bright and early every single day.
So who's hot and who's cold between those two?
Mark is always cold.
Really?
Rob is typically hot. Tom is normally hotter. And I just bring a jacket. I try not to complain, and I don't touch the thermostat.
I think that's the first time we've revealed that on 94KX.
I think so, too.
That Sports Center is hot. Truthfully, I think I'd never hear that.
Yes. I hope. Oh boy, I might be in trouble here.
Get another sip.
No, I just put on a jacket and I keep my fingers away from the thermostat and I let the boys just
go back and forth.
They go back and forth.
They have at it.
They do.
We're going to talk. Well, there's a story that popped up on social media yesterday. Mm-hmm. It originated from a news reporter down in Florida, where you need to set the temperature in your house. We'll deal with that later. It has caused quite the stir on Twitter. You and I got to talking about that since about this time last year.
Yes, it was.
You and I signed papers for our respective homes, not
we
together,
did.
Of course, but yeah, mm-hmm. Like ours were about a week apart.
A week apart when we bought our new homes.
So we get to talk about lawn and garden products we have, what renovations we're doing next. And now we're talking about, what temperature do you have set at your place?
And people are losing their minds on Twitter about what a report says the suggested temperature should be.
Yeah, you can agree to disagree, but this will be fun to kick around when you're at the water cooler or the coffee pot this morning. So we have that to dive into. We're also going to talk Lewis Stock live music event. Sarah Kelly from Lewisburg Arts Council is going to check in about 7:45 for that event coming up on Saturday. Also on Saturday, you've got a special pro wrestling event to benefit the kids at Jana Wise Children's Hospital at Geisinger. It's called Fight for a Miracle 5 All Out War at Columbia Montour Votech. We got tickets for that later.
We do.
And of course, giant bonus buy item of the day. Let you know the item and the price so you can win free groceries from Giant.
And then a very special Try It Tuesday for our very own Matt Cotrillo.
Matty Ice. Yep, he's back. Perfect timing for Matt.
Perfect timing for that. I think he's a little nervous.
Yeah, I think by 9 o'clock this morning he will say, I should have took another day off. 6:15. Good morning. Glad you're with us. Up and early. Tom and Laura, 94KX. The most played song right now on Matty Ice's iPhone, Senorita.
That's right.
Sean Mendez, Camila Cabello, Tom and Laura, 94KX. I'm Sean here for Tom. Morgan back tomorrow, 6:27. Could be a thunderstorm late in the day today. Another humid day and 88. Looks like a couple of humid days, but should be cool by the end of the work week. And Friday night high school football. Matty Ice.
I can't wait.
I know. Yeah, you got some SECV8 duties on a Friday night. Which game are you doing?
Back on the saddle for the play-by-play. I will be at Midwest. We will be at Midwest against Marion Catholic for Midwest.
Season 2.
Second full season. Exactly. Yeah. So very much looking forward to getting back out to Beaver Springs.
Well, I hope the crew out there will carry on the momentum from last year.
Yeah, definitely.
They've now laid the foundation. And
they look primed too.
They can keep building on the tradition. Yeah. So, and of course, our Sunbury Broadcasting cluster will have high school football Friday night. You can be able to hear Lewisburg at Seawins Grove.
Yeah, we got two of our teams facing each other week one.
Yeah, Seals call Friday night on Eagle 107. You can hear Lewisburg on 100.9 The Valley. Shikellamy will be at Danville on WKOK. So I just can't believe we say it every year. It's like, man, it's here already.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm pumped.
Let's go from out of baseball right into football.
I feel like another high school football thing we should mention is that the Southern Columbia Tigers are traveling south.
That's Sunday.
The Mason-Dixon for their first match of the season.
Yeah, they got a primetime game on ESPN over the weekend.
That's a 2 o'clock, I believe.
Yes, 2 p.m. That is a big deal.
That's Saturday, right?
That's Sunday.
No, Sunday.
Sunday the 25th, yep.
Sunday
for football.
So, South Carolina, right?
Yeah, Hammond High School in South Carolina.
So, yep, Tigers getting a lot of great national exposure there.
And deservedly so.
Yes, you got Gage Garcia committed to going to Michigan.
Yep.
Correct? You got Julian Fleming going to Ohio State.
Yep.
It's bonkers.
Yes. I know.
It's bonkers.
It's amazing.
The last time they lost was a state championship game. Was it the Steel Valley?
Correct, the Steel Valley.
That's what, 2-3 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just keep rolling out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Catawissa.
Primed again this year.
Pigskin machine.
Hopefully so.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
So, were we going to talk about this home heating story? Or should we move it back?
No. I feel like I want to get Central Pennsylvania to chime in on social media because this is bonkers. So, a news station in where, Matt?
Florida. Down in Florida.
Florida.
Of course.
Yes, in Florida.
This is what's even more shocking about this.
I know. So they tweeted out this report, and it was, of course, an EPA program, so an energy-saving program that's like, hey, when you're at home, your thermostat should be set at 78 degrees for your central air.
Yeah, this came from Energy Star. So, like, when you buy appliances, you see that sticker on your appliance. You know, okay, it's going to cost you this much to run it every year.
So, promoting energy efficiency. So, this is in Florida. So, 78 degrees when you're home, 85 when you're not home. And then at night, 82 degrees.
Yeah, no. Just
people lost their minds, and rightly so. I don't know how you could be in Florida and keep it set at 85. That like is matching the temperature outside.
82. I would have to put the sheets. We have to launder the sheets every day if my room would be 82.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of these tweets are amazing. One person said, quote, 82 when you're sleeping. Yeah, on the surface of the sun.
Yeah, exactly right.
I like it cool when I'm sleeping. I need to have air moving. I have a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Another person said, I see we've decided to give up on sleeping or having pets that aren't native to the rainforest.
Yeah.
Poor Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
He would be panting.
Exactly.
Because he has that big coat.
Right.
Yeah.
I would feel really bad.
Yeah.
What's your optimal temperature, though, Sean Carey?
I love that central air.
My first experience in my new house with central air as well.
When we first moved in, I had room in the living room carpet. I did a snow angel. I mocked a snow angel in the living room floor and just basked in the central air. Labor Day weekend last year when it was like 95 degrees out and we finished moving stuff in and I'm sweating. It's like, let's see. Right now we have it set at 72.
Yep.
During the winter, we would have it set at give or take a degree 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 72 right now for us too.
Yeah.
I don't touch it. And then in the wintertime, I actually keep it on the cooler side. That's just me, though.
Sometimes I'll move it up to 73. Like if it's a comfortable day, no humidity.
Sure, here in the summer.
We had a few of those days. I'll maybe take it up.
I'm normally between 72 and 75.
Right.
Give or take.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, though, it's set at 65. Yeah. Done.
I'm a little bit cooler than that.
Okay.
I'm at 70. We have a living room air conditioning, and I keep that at 70 on the economy. And then bedroom, though, I have to pre-cool our bedroom, which doesn't really make my wife happy because she doesn't like the air conditioning at all. Like, actually, she might enjoy this article because she probably would be okay with this. But I set our bedroom temperature at 69, and I pre-cool it before we go into bed.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what folks have to say. You can always call us up on the Ford Fun line at 1-800-326-94KX. But 82 when you're sleeping, that seems bananas.
Yeah, too hot.
Yep. And we also have we're posting this story now on our Facebook. So check it out. You want to type in a comment there if you'd like to.
That would be great.
Yes. Let's get air wars going. 6:32 news and AccuWeather coming up 94KX.
Tom and Lara in the morning, 94KX.
Yeah,
a little Bob Marley.
Yaman. Send that out to Tom since he's finishing jamming at the beach. Or jamming at the beach.
Okay, so people on social media are totally chiming in on this whole thermostat thing, Sean.
Yeah, hashtag Air Wars.
Air Wars.
It's on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Marty in Middleburg, how cool do you keep your house?
Well, we had a house in Florida, and we were there in July. And if you have your house at 75, that is cool because it was 92 degrees outside. So, you know, the variance, you have to get used to it being warm outside.
It's not 75, though. It's 85.
Well, we have ours set at 75.
All right, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where in Florida is your place at?
Vero Beach.
Okay. So does it feel
and
like...
here at home, we keep it at 74.
Okay. Not much difference.
But in the winter, we only keep it at, like you said, 68, 69. But I just think it's because if you had it, that's why people have it warmer in Florida, because when they go outside and you go from 85 to 100, you know, it was 102 degrees when we were there in July.
Was it really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Tons more tropical down there.
Yeah, the humidity is a thing in the summer.
Well, that's called the humidity.
The humidity. Yeah.
Okay, you two have a good day.
Thank you so much for listening.
When are you going to invite us down to your place, Marty?
Get out of here.
Let's see. I'll think about that.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
We'll be the first to know, right?
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Please, Alex. Tom and Lori in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. Someone you loved and Lewis Capaldi. And 6:57, couple away from 7, Sean Carey here for Tom Morgan. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura Good here. Matty Ice. Matt Catrillo is here. And the humidity stays here, too. Could be another thunderstorm later and 88, but we will slowly get cooler going through the week, rest of the week, and maybe stuck in the 70s both Friday and Saturday. We'll take that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Yeah. This is kind of the part of summer that I love, where it's towards the end. And there, you'll still get those really, really, really hot days.
Yeah.
But then it cools down at night.
Yeah.
You get that little taste of fall.
But you don't want it to get too cool too fast. And then, you know, then in December, we'll all complain that it's too cold. And then we'll wish to
maybe wish for this weather back.
The humidity back.
Although I'm not too still fine with these thunderstorms. But, you know,
that's the thing. A couple of locations, though, when they get these storms, they really, really pack.
They're pretty wicked.
They pack a punch. And I'm preaching to the choir over here because you had to deal with that.
Yes. As we discussed
Backstreet
yesterday.
Boys fiasco at
still
Hershey
don't
Park
know
Stadium
when that date is yet, but we'll find out eventually.
I think it just all hinges on the itinerary of the band. I mean, you probably would have to go online and look to see the rest of their tour schedule, see if they can swing back. Yeah, see if
I believe it ends in November.
Oh, that far? Well,
yeah.
But there's only a certain point where you can have outdoor concerts at Hershey Park Stadium.
Yeah, so my guess is if they try to have it this year, they might move it to Giant Center or the Hershey Park Arena maybe, or if not, it's going to be next year.
But the thing is, though, if you move it to the Giant Center, then you got to figure how many tickets did you
less
sell
people. Yeah,
for
that's
Hershey
true.
Park Stadium.
Yeah.
You know,
less.
It's a logistics thing.
Yeah.
They may not be able to do that. That's the catch.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the catch, Matty Ice.
Yeah.
There's always extra hoops you got to go through. So, hey, speaking of live music events... you have Lewis Stock.
Yes, that's right. Coming up
this Saturday. We just crossed the 50th anniversary of one of the big live music events in history in 69 at Max Yasgur's Farm in upstate New York, Woodstock. And it's going to be great this weekend. Lewis Stock, brought to you by Lewisburg Arts Council. Sarah Kelly scheduled to join us about 7:45, give or take a minute. So we'll tell you about Lewis Stock next hour.
That's right. Tom and Laura live. Having guests in the studio.
We love it. Yeah.
We do.
Get you caught up with news headlines from Matty Ice. And, of course, more of the best songs on the radio after 7. Post Malone, Jonas Brothers, and much more. We're just getting warmed up. 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Sean Carey in for Tom.
Hi. How are you?
I was just jamming out to that song.
I know.
You didn't yell at me like Tom does, though, when I sing in the studio.
No.
Thank you.
That's how you roll.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good stuff. Yeah. Call Me Maybe. I haven't heard that Carly Rae Jepsen song in a really long
time. It's been a while. At Little League over the weekend, I heard Good Time, the Carly Rae
Owl City
song.
Owl City. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in a while, so that was on in between innings. The humidity is still on for today. Watch out for a thunderstorm, 288 from AccuWeather, 85 tomorrow. There is a chance for either a shower or a thunderstorm the next 3 days, but Friday, Saturday, partly to mostly sunny.
Gorgeous.
gorgeous and much cooler.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Looks gorgeous.
That's the key. So that's great. So great weather for Friday night for high school football mm-hmm. kicking off across the area. And a lot happening on Saturday, too, including Lewis Stock.
We will talk with Sarah Kelly coming up here in just a few short moments.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event from a Lewisburg Arts Council that you want to check out on Saturday. We're proud supporters of that. And we're also proud supporters of you saving money.
At Giant.
Your grocery budget. That's awesome.
Bonus buy item and price of the day. It's back. You can get yourself a gift card to Giant just by remembering the item that my friend Sean Carey is going to tell you right now.
It is zucchini.
Ooh, make some zoodles.
$1.69 a pound.
Good stuff.
Zucchini, $1.69 a pound. So we'll let you know later during your workday when to call in and grab your free groceries from Giant.
That's right. Rob Center is in for you in the midday. He will be asking for that item, zucchini, and that price. What is it again, Sean?
Zucchini, $1.69 a pound.
Remember that. Be on the Ford Fun Line when Rob asks you to call in, and you could win a gift card to our friends at Giant Quality Selection Savings every single day.
716 94KX. We'll get jiggy with it here in a couple minutes. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX, getting jiggy with Sean here for Tom, Laura, Maddie Ice, and it's almost 7:28. Could be a thunderstorm late in the day, 88. Very warm day, and we're now at 67 at 94KX. So Tom's back tomorrow from the beach. Very successful vacation, from what I hear, in maximum relaxation for our guy.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good thing.
I haven't heard a word from him, so I'm assuming it's all going very smoothly.
I never hear from him when he's
I
gone.
Gave.
The only person that gets the inside Morganzo itinerary getaway 411 is Laura Good.
That's exactly right.
And I try to keep it under wraps.
Well, sure.
I don't. Yeah, just because he deserves time off. I did, however, get, I will share,
okay,
a beautiful sunrise picture this morning.
Wow, look at that.
Yes, enjoying himself. Enjoying the beach, enjoying the beautiful weather.
Now, what busy Maryland, Jersey, where specifically?
Not Maryland.
Delaware, right?
Delaware.
Yeah, Delaware,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, he did say he's going to Bethany Beach. So Bethany Beach is one of my favorite beach spots.
I know someone that has a beach house in Bethany Beach.
Yes.
Hmm.
That would be my brother-in-law's family.
Oh, I was thinking of someone else.
Oh, our fearless leader.
Yeah, scratches our checks.
Yes. Bethany Beach is a great spot. It's small, very family-friendly. It has a small boardwalk, but it doesn't have like the craziness that is Ocean City, Maryland.
Right, yes. But it's not too far from the craziness of
it is. You can drive down. You could drive up to Rehoboth. You could drive down to Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, because you got Bethany Beach, you got South Bethany Beach, or South, you know, all that down there. So, yeah.
Yep.
And Ocean City, New Jersey, Ocean City, Maryland, I guess they're not that too far apart from each other.
No.
Not really.
Not really.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. So our Thomas will be back tomorrow.
Okay. Great music event coming up this weekend. Lewis Stock. So we'll be talking with Sarah Kelly. Did you bring tie-dye shirts for us?
No, but I'm wearing one.
You are sporting the tie-dye.
It looks
tie-dye.
Awesome.
It does look awesome.
Very festive.
Tie-dye. Yes. Love it. So we'll have to post that on social media. So the Lewisburg Arts Council Lewis Stock that happens this Saturday. We'll get into more details on that and why you should be there. Also, coming up soon, we'll have our special Try It Tuesday. Maddie, I should get back just in time for that, pal.
So. Yeah, we'll see.
And Matt's got your news next, 7:30, 94KX.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, a little segment we like to call Tom and Laura Live, when we invite local community members into the studio and chit-chat about awesome things.
Yeah, Sean here for Tom at 7:46. We're very pleased to be joined by Sarah Kelly from the Lewisburg Arts Council. Thanks for stopping in.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you here. Lewis Stock.
Peace, music, and art.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, a little spin on.
I love it.
A little spin on Woodstock. We just crossed the 50th anniversary. So, and it's very cool because Lewisburg Arts Council, this is the 50th anniversary celebration. You guys ramped that up in April with the big event in downtown Lewisburg. Yeah. So yeah, why not just keep the celebration going, right?
Exactly. And it just seemed like such a perfect marriage to do this and Woodstock together because the music in this valley is really tremendous. And
it's extraordinary. Yeah. I have to say last week, of course, it was Sunbury River Festival and the Valley's Got Talent.
Right.
30 years of Sunbury River Festival. The young talent that we have in this area to then couple with the musical talent and just the artists that we have in this area. I don't think people realize how lucky we are because we have some big name artists here who have gone on to sort of make it big and then come back home. Mm-hmm. And it's just extraordinary.
Yeah,
it really
we've been
is.
Celebrating the life of Steve Mitchell recently. Mm-hmm. And this is a lot of the music he would have known too and would have played with.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I feel like this event would have been right up Steve's alley.
Oh, yeah.
This wheelhouse, you kidding me?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. He'd be first in the gazebo there Saturday morning. Come on now.
Yeah, we've got really tremendous talent who are going to be on stage with three different bands, and all of them, many of them have been performing Woodstock-era music for a while, but to be able to have a whole set of Janis Joplin, and there aren't not that many women who can perform Janis Joplin songs, even one.
We know who.
Becky Blue can be here and mm-hmm. do the whole thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Becky's awesome. She was, last year, she was at Union County Vets 4th of July celebration. Mm-hmm. She performed last year at Wolf Field, and then last month she was up at the Wise Markets parking lot performing up there. When we spoke last summer, she was telling me about when she had the amazing opportunity to record material down at Muscle Shoals, the same studio where the Rolling Stones recorded back in the 70s. It's like she's had that vibe ever since.
That's great. She's going to be separating two sets from the Folk Justice Band, and they're the ones who have really been working with me on this whole project. But they're doing a total of 3 hours of music of Woodstock.
Wow.
And the whole thing kicks off with folk music, which is something I didn't know about Woodstock, that was the first set. I mean, all of the first artists were doing folk music. So mm-hmm.
it was Richie Havens, yeah.
Richie Havens and CSNY. And there's a long list. And so they're going to be out doing that for the first hour.
Very cool. So it's this Saturday, kicking off at 11 a.m. in Hufnagle Park until 6 p.m. Lots of other stuff going on, though, right?
Right. We've got food. You can't have a festival without food.
That's
so we've got food.
I'm sure that there are adult beverages.
There are, although because it's run the same way as the Arts Festival, you can't walk around with your open containers.
Sure.
But we'll have some tastings from a couple of local wineries and a local brewery, which we have not ever had in the Arts Festival. So we're thrilled to have New Trail come down and be with us.
Very cool.
A couple of vendors with tie-dye and beads and all sorts of things that you'd expect at Woodstock. And
Speaking of tie-dye.
Yes.
Rocking the official Lewis Stock shirt.
Right. We have two designs of the Lewis Stock tie-dye shirt. They're limited edition. They'll be available at the Lewisburg Arts Council tent in the park. And we have bandanas. If shirts aren't your thing, or if that's a little more than you wanted to spend, we also have tie-dye bandanas with the same great logo that Connie Tim designed for us.
Very cool.
Yeah. Make them in handy on Saturday since it's going to be a bright day.
Yes.
Bring your sunblock.
Yep, buy your bandana to keep your sweat down. And come bring your blanket, bring your chair, hang out for the day. I mean, it is also a way for us to raise some money to keep Music in the Park going for the next 25 years.
Which is a wonderful thing that happens each and every single summer. Yep. Very cool. On occasion, it does get moved indoors.
It might be true tomorrow night.
I know. Fingers crossed that it's not. But Music in the Park is such a wonderful thing for downtown Lewisburg and the Arts Council, of course. You guys just do awesome stuff.
Thank you. And we're all volunteers. Every one of us. There is no paid staff. So we're always looking for more people who want to help.
For the love of the arts.
Exactly.
I'm just going to throw out a request real quick, and I know you have the set list. You have the music list right there. Bobby
McGee. We're not going to spoil
everything. You mentioned Janis Joplin, and I need to hear Bobby McGee when I think of Janis.
Well, make sure you're there between 2:45 and 3:45. That's when Becky will be there.
Perfect.
I don't have her set list or Ruby Throated Sparrows. I only have the Folk Justice Band set list, and it's been really fun to look at the music. It's music that a lot of people will recognize, even if you weren't old enough to listen to it.
Can you get tickets ahead of time? And if so, how?
You don't need tickets. It's free.
Wow.
You just park anywhere downtown.
Free. So, but any of the purchases of the tie-dye t-shirts, bandanas, all that stuff that Sarah just talked about supports the Lewisburg Arts Council.
Donations gladly accepted.
Yes. You bet.
So we can keep the pipeline going.
Plenty of pails and buckets and boxes.
Perfect. Yeah. I will share up all of the information on the 94KX Facebook page, 50 Years of Peace, Art, and Music. Lewisstock is this weekend. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And I want to make a particular shout out to the Sunbury Broadcasting and to the Daily Item for being our media sponsors for
our
this.
Our pleasure.
That's why we're here. Keeps us out of trouble.
Yeah,
it does. And we are troublemakers.
Come do that on Saturday.
Have a groovy blast on Saturday. 751 94KX. Tom and Lori in the morning, 94.1 WQKX, and Sean Carey here for Tom. He returns from the beach tomorrow morning. Laura Good is here. Maddie Ice is here. Matt Catrillo and Rob the Sports Center.
So coming up after News and AccuWeather here, it is a Try It Tuesday.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And at 8:15,
give or take a minute,
I'm going to challenge Matt to his very own special Try It Tuesday. But I feel like
food. Is it food related?
No food today.
I picked the wrong Tuesday to be here.
No, actually, you picked the right Tuesday to be here, but I'm still scared.
I don't think you should be scared because it actually has to do with, I feel like, something that you need to talk about first.
That's true.
Are we
going to
talk now?
I think we're talking now.
We're going to do it now, or we're going to wait till 8:15?
Oh, what do you want to do, Matt?
Let's wait till 8:15.
You want to?
Let's get the suspense going.
Oh, the suspense is real.
After the break.
Yeah. After the break.
After the break.
All right. This is Matt's Try It Tuesday, so I'm not going, like, it's all his. It's his show now.
Okay. Well, really?
Yeah. Well, I'll find out at 8:15.
At least when it pertains to this particular topic, it is Matt's show.
Yes. Sounds good. It will not be Matt's first and last show. We can guarantee you that.
No.
Humid again today. Could be a stray thunderstorm. Mix of clouds and sun and 88. Just dealing with more humidity for the next 2-3 days. And it should be really nice for the weekend for high school football and for Lewis stock. Thanks again to Sarah Kelly from Lewisburg Arts Council for joining us. 68 now. At Blue Hill, 8 o'clock, and Matt's got your news next on 94KX.
Mommy!
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on a Try It Tuesday. Sean Carey here for Tom. Good morning.
Hi, it's great to be here. Tom will be here tomorrow after his excellent, well-deserved vacay.
Yes.
Extended weekend at the beach.
So this Try It Tuesday, Sean, I'm glad you're here because it's
This one is sort of outside
of the box.
Yeah.
Because our Matt Catrillo, Matt the News Guy, does have a special announcement, I guess.
That is correct.
Yeah.
My wife Lisa and I are expecting a baby.
Yes! Yes.
Now, here's the thing. We knew. We had the inside scoop here on the morning show, but that is so wonderful.
Yeah, we've known for quite a while.
Thank you.
We've known for quite a while, and we wanted to...
Making it radio official today.
Yes, we
let it up to Matt as to when he wanted to let everybody know.
Yes.
Well, and there, of course, you do have to wait a few weeks. Yeah. It's always good to keep things quiet. I know this because I am the proud Chechi of, let's count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 boys and 2 girls. I am Aunt Laura to some wonderful kiddos.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Those initial couple weeks, you just wait. You keep it quiet.
Lay low for a little bit.
Can you play that? Do you want to play that a little bit?
Oh, the heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, let me get it real quick.
So she had an appointment yesterday, right?
Yes.
Everything's going smoothly.
Everything's
right?
going smoothly.
Everything's
so
healthy.
Far.
Yeah.
Everybody's healthy. Okay. I just got to
put that right up to the mic there.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, this was yesterday. The good docs at Evan. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. Evangelical Community Hospital.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds great. It's super strong.
Yeah.
So because I knew this, I did get to hang out with the lovely Lisa, your wife, on Saturday.
That's right.
And I learned a couple of things about you.
By the way, she ran a 5K on Saturday.
She did.
That's
it looks
right.
fantastic. Super strong.
And finished what? Second?
Second in her age group.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep,
so
she's still running.
Lisa and I, though, I got a little dirt on our Matthew. He has never changed a diaper. He's never attempted to change a diaper. He's never even put a diaper on a baby.
That is correct. I am a true freshman, as they say.
I'm rooting for you, pal.
Thank you. I'm going to need every minute.
I'm in the same category, though. I mean, Deb and I don't have kids.
Sure.
You know, so that's never been.
Well, see, and I have all
these
nephews and nieces, so I've changed. Oh my goodness, I've changed so many diapers. Like I could just do it with one hand behind my back. Although I did almost get peed on by Bryson, my youngest nephew. He had to slip out of the way. I was gonna have Boucher bring Bryson into the studio.
That's what I was afraid of when you said we got something.
No. I know what Disney fans are though. So I went home to my parents' house and I got look at our friend Mickey.
Ah, now I can do this. This is a good start for me.
So on Facebook Live, I have look at this cute little diaper. I have a little diaper. It's a Sesame Street diaper.
Yes.
And I have a little Mickey baby. And we're going to see if you... I'm not even going to give you any hints or tricks or tips. Nothing.
All right.
We're going to see if you can put this diaper on this Mickey Mouse.
I'm going to learn on the fly.
So right. Are you going to grade him like a letter, like a scale of 1 to 5, like a movie, or a 1 to 4, like a movie mic scale?
I'm going to call it a success if we can pick up the Mickey and the diaper stays on.
So kind of like a high school elective class, like pass or fail.
Pass or fail.
So it's
pretty much
one or the other.
But now there is
more pressure, though.
There's a front and a back.
Right.
You do need to get it on the right way.
Okay.
So I'm just going to kind of hand this to you, friend.
All right.
And we're going to go over. Maybe we could use the couch as our changing
table.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah.
Okay. And we'll make it happen.
All right. Here we go.
It's Tuesday.
All right. So hit us up now, 94KX Facebook. And way to go, Matt and Lisa.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
817-94KX.
Believe it or not, it's
Let's Dance because Matty Ice is going to be a daddy.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I knew you had it in you. I knew you did.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Wow.
All right. So we just had the Try It Tuesday video on the 94KX Facebook. Check that out if you haven't had a chance. Congratulations are rolling in to you, Matt, as we
they
speak.
Are. I call that a pass. We challenged Matt this morning, the diaper virgin that he is, if you will.
Well, not anymore now.
No, yeah, to diaper our friend Mickey the Mouse.
Maybe the diaper could have been a size smaller, you know, because of the size
Here's
of the
thing.
The size
There's
of the
like
Mickey
a 21-pound baby at home that I had to steal that diaper from. The baby is not mine. It is my sister's.
Yeah.
But that being said, thank you, Bryson. Shout out to Bryson for the donation of the
Bryson.
Diaper.
Yes, thank you, Bryson. I appreciate
thank you, Bryson.
It.
Yeah. And the Mickey is Braxton's.
Yes, thank
so
you, Braxton.
So it does need to be returned.
Yes.
But that being said, I call that a pass, man.
Yeah, not bad for the first go around. Just had to tighten it up a little bit, but not bad.
Well, it was deceiving.
He
put the two tabs together.
Yeah.
Like you thought you needed to match them up.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah. That'd make it a little more snug.
There would be a little... You know what? Everywhere,
yeah,
leakage.
A little bit,
a little leakage,
yeah, some gappage.
Even
there.
Though, even if there's gappage, you're, wow, yeah, no, yeah.
I hate them. That happens.
I should have brought in like an old fashioned cloth diaper to see if you could get it with the pins.
Oh my,
with the safety pins.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of diapers I had when I was a little girl. There
Me
was
too.
A diaper service in Danville.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. That wow. delivered around wow. the area.
I'm glad we have these diapers now that I tried. I can deal with these diapers.
Kind of like these dairies when you'd have milk delivered to your house. You have mm-hmm. diapers delivered to your house.
Yep.
What are you, 65?
No.
You're older than me?
No, I'm serious. In Danville, there was a diaper service still in the 80s when I was a baby.
You remember the name of it off the top?
Oh, if my mom's listening, she would know.
Yes.
I can't remember. I was little. I don't know. But there was.
Well,
and
that
they was
your job to know back then.
They would drop off the clean cloth diapers, and then they would pick up the dirty, and it was... Wow. It was a launder service, yeah.
Well, back in the day in Sunbury, you had Katie's Cleaners. I wonder maybe they did something like that,
Oh,
too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hmm. So. Well, anyway, check out the 94KX Facebook page for our Facebook Live video from this very special Try It Tuesday.
We're so happy
Thank
for you
all.
And Lisa, Matt. That's awesome.
All Looking right. forward to it.
Yep, you should. Now when you're studying football team rosters, now you gotta add us, you know, the dad books.
The due date is around championship weekend for the NFL.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
The day before championship Sunday.
And of course, you're thinking the Eagles are going to be there. So if it's like a Sunday, third Sunday in January.
I'm just going to go out on a
Eagles
limb.
The Eagles are in the NFC championship game and it's like my water broke.
Time out. There's going to be no TV in the delivery room.
Yeah, I've already been told that.
Okay, yeah.
Honey, I'm going to be in the lobby.
I'm just going to have to be Lisa's advocate here in between the two sports people.
I won't stay at home and watch the game. I'll just stay in the lobby. You go do your thing.
Oh, my Lord. This is not 1952. There's not like the smoking room where the dads wait and pass out cigars.
You still have the Eagles Super Bowl on your DVR, correct?
Yes.
How many times have you watched it? Since then.
Oh, geez. At least 10,000.
Okay. There you go. You set the DVR. There'll be plenty of time in between diaper changes to watch the...
We'll find a way to catch up if that happens.
You will.
Oh, boy.
You will.
Yeah.
Matt Scott, check of the news one more time this morning here. Actually, two more times. 94KX. It's 8:33.
It's time to...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. And we've got tickets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
So we have pro wrestling this Saturday night. Columbia Montour Votex School. It's Fight for a Miracle 5 all-out war for a great cause for the kids at Janet Wise Children's Hospital at Geisinger.
That's right. Four-pack of tickets is up for grabs. We're going to take caller number one. Be quick this morning on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Good morning, 94KX.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Wrestling fan? You a wrestling fan?
Yes, my grandchildren are.
Awesome. Who's this calling?
It's Rose, Laura.
Hi, Rose. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Sounds like Saturday night's now planned for you. Columbia Montour Votex.
It'll be planned for them. How's that?
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, you've got yourself hooked up, Rose. Tell everyone what station just made you a winner.
94KX.
Yeah, this is Fight for a Miracle 5 All-Out War. Saturday night, Columbia Montour Votex school proceeds go to the Janet Wise Children's Hospital at Geisinger.
If you're a wrestling fan, it is going to be a good time.
Yeah. And we're just getting started with the four packs.
Yes,
more
we are.
Yep, more chances coming up all week, tomorrow, Thursday,
so make
Friday.
Sure you listen all day long.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean here for Tom at 8:51. Ed Sheeran and Khalid, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. That just about does it for us, Sean Carey.
A lot of fun, guys, last few days.
Yeah, good to have you back here on the morning side.
Yeah, yeah. Loved every second of it. Congrats on the big news.
Thank you.
For those that didn't get a chance to hear earlier in the hour with our Try It Tuesday or see the video on the 94KX Facebook, Matt Catrillo and his lovely bride going to be parents.
That's right.
So awesome.
So cool.
Yes. Check out the Try It Tuesday.
Taking it old school. They're not doing no kind of baby reveal.
I know. Yeah, no
right,
gender
exactly.
reveal.
We're not
it's
a gender
very
reveal.
Very exciting.
Yep. Yeah. They're not going to have a party out at Matt and Lisa's deck out, with the baby reveal is to... You know, cannons with either blue paint or pink paint for
We can just grill at any time, you know?
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, I know it's an open invitation.
Yeah.
You know.
It's always an open invitation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, congratulations from all of us. That's so awesome.
Thank you. Check out
the Facebook Live. I feel like he successfully.
Not a bad start.
For first one with the diaper change with Mickey Mouse.
I was super impressed with you.
I mean, like a couple of tweaks and you'll be good to
it's
go.
Not like the bundle of joy is going to arrive tomorrow. We got plenty of time to work on the diaper skills.
A couple
skills.
Months yet. We're good. You
know, 2-3-4 months more than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're in good shape. So, all right. Also, thanks again to Sarah Kelly for coming in this morning from Lewisburg Arts Council. Lewis Stock. Free music event coming up this Saturday, 11 a.m. Huffnagel Park in Lewisburg. We're proud supporters of Lewis Stock. LewisburgArtsCouncil.com for more info on how you can support their amazing, wonderful venture. And congrats to them on their 50th anniversary. So what else we got? Oh, we gave you the Giant Bonus Buy item of the day earlier. Be listening for your shot to win free groceries from Giant while you're working. Hershey Park tickets later today. Listen for the Great Bear Roller Coaster queue to call. Get you 4 general admission passes you can use before the end of September at Hershey Park.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
We cover everything? We good?
Tomorrow you get to sleep in.
Yeah, until about 6:30. That's not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Yeah, it's better than 3:15.
Yes.
3:15 this morning.
That's true. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sean lives a little bit farther
away right,
than
yeah.
the rest
yeah.
of us.
But it was some smoother driving this morning. So
you jack it off on the coffee the rest of the day. We'll get you through.
Yep. That's why on the eighth day, God invented coffee.
Everybody have a great Tuesday.
Rob the Sports Center here for me after 9. We got Billie Eilish and Bieber, Coldplay, and 5 seconds of summer's new one after the news on 94KX.